Blog Talk Radio.
Oh.
Anybody, but you want to make sure that you line up your spot to be able to get on that bus within the first 5 or 10 people. And what happens? You line up right where you think the bus is going to stop, and sometimes the bus comes stops before you, and sometimes it overshoots you. And you wind up having to wait behind all these people, even though you may have been the one who got to that bus stop first. But they knew. They knew where the bus lands, and you didn't know. So was it first come, first serve? No. It had more to do with what somebody knew and what they could do with their knowledge. Their knowledge placement got them on that bus before you, and you may have been there, I don't know, 10, 15, 20, depending on how the bus ran, maybe even a half an hour before they came hopping along. And here you are standing on the bus, holding on to the pole or that little strap. It happens. But it lets us know that it isn't always first come, first serve. In the barbershops back in the day, it was first come, first serve. First come, first serve in the barbershop. Hands down, the barbershop was not like the hair salon. You did not make appointments in the barbershop. That's not how it was back in the day. Now people make appointments. Oh, yeah, you got a spot at 1:30 on a Saturday afternoon. All right, yeah, let me get that spot. And now you find that even though you had an appointment for 1:30 p.m., you might not get in that chair till 2:30. And yeah, you might feel some kind of way about it, but hey, you don't, you never know how long it may be before somebody finishes getting their hair cut. But, you know, there may be something else to it. There may be something more to it, because somebody may have gotten in that chair before you. And you're not privy to the barber's appointment log. So you don't know if the person sitting in that chair was the 1 o'clock appointment or the 1:15 appointment or the 12:45 appointment. All you know is that you got a 1:30. Now, if you got to your appointment at 1:30, let's say you came a little early, so you came at 1:20, whoever's in that chair, you don't know how long they've been in that chair. You try to gauge it by how far along it looks like he's been cutting the hair, but he might have just gotten that chair. And you're thinking like, wait a minute, it's 1:20. I'm supposed to get in that chair at 1:30. I got to pick up my son at 3 o'clock. And you ain't getting that chair till 2:30. You know, somebody else might have made a call like, listen, man, listen, you got a spot for me? Like, yeah, man, you know, I got somebody coming in at 1:30, but you can still come. As long as you make it there before 1:30, I want him to see you get in the chair at 1:30. You know what I mean? I can always kick it, you know, play it off like you was my 1 o'clock, and maybe you got there a little bit late. First come, first serve versus being special. When you're special, when you can make a call ahead, when you can offer a little bit more money, when there's somebody who likes you, loves you, adores you, admires you, appreciates you, they're going to give you favor over whoever came first. Because whoever came first may be an unknown, a wild card, a variable. You don't know. That's person X. Person X, person Y, person A, person B, C. Yeah. First come, first serve versus being special. What y'all know? Have you ever gotten shitted out of an opportunity that you were there first to get? Well, I'll tell you. Remember the show? All my showbiz people, you know what I'm talking about, even with this example, because this example is actually weak. But because it's a popular example, it's something that many people can remember. Remember the show America's... Oh, shoot. What was the show with Randy Jackson and Simon Cowell and American Idol. Remember on the show American Idol? Now, we watched the show American Idol. And on American Idol, we would see people who were really great singers, and they would go on to the next round. They would get chosen to be on the show. And then we would see people on the show that were terrible. The people that made the show a show. Like, oh, my God. He auditioned. He was horrible. And some of those horrible people went on to have good careers because they got the exposure. But here's the thing about those people who were horrible on the show. Like, what was that Asian dude? What was the Chinese boy? You know, he went up there and did Living La Vida Loca or whatever. And he couldn't sing worth a damn. But I bet you he wasn't in that line first. When you saw the line, or if you were one of those people who auditioned for American Idol, you know when they came to your city or whatever and had the open auditions, that line was wrapped around blocks and blocks and blocks. Thousands of people lining up to be able to compete on American Idol. And many of those people who actually made it to the later rounds never even premiered on the show until they actually competed on the show. So it was like, where did this person come from? Yet they showed all of these bums and some of the good people who made it and some of the good people who didn't, but they made it on the show. It's a show. And the show made you think that everybody got a shot, but they didn't. Some people who tried out for American Idol, never even got a chance to sing in front of Simon and Randy and Paula. Never got a chance. Never saw them. They had other people. They had other people doing that, and it wasn't first come, first serve. So let's say they started the auditions 5 o'clock in the morning, and you got out there 2 o'clock in the morning, or maybe even, you know, the next day to get in line. It didn't make you first. It didn't make you first. They still had people that could jump in front of the line and ahead of you. First come, first serve versus being special. Some people on American Idol had agents already. You know it, I know it. It ain't easy to get on TV, uncosigned. But it's a show. You're not supposed to know all of that. That ain't none of your business. Just watch the show. It's a hit show. And it was a hit show. But it's a very good example of how first come, first serve falls by the wayside. If you can't get first come, first serve at the barbershop, not the hair salons. Hair salons, I believe, have always been about appointments. Sure, they've always taken walk-ins. But you know, the people who, the hairdressers that normally take walk-ins are normally the ones who are new to the shop. Nobody knows. They don't have any customers. They don't have any clients. So, and it's the same thing in the barbershop. You see that chair where nobody is waiting for. He's standing by his chair, cleaning his clippers and, you know, bullshitting, and he ain't got no customers. Meanwhile, your man over here, your hood super stopped cutting hair in his basement and is cutting hair in the shop. He got a line. Everybody waiting for, let's call him Trey. Everybody waiting for Trey to cut their hair. Everybody's waiting for Trey. Meanwhile, Boo. Boo is over here waiting like, just got his, just graduated from Tri-City Barber School. That was a barber school in Philadelphia. Just graduated from Tri-City. You know what I mean? Trying to stay off the streets. You know what I mean? Went and learned how to cut hair. Maybe he cut hair when he was in jail, but he ain't got no client. You take a chance on Boo. Boo might be, he might cut good, but you know he ain't Trey. But one thing is for sure. With Boo, it's first come, first serve, because he's open. But it's a gamble with Boo. I've won on Boo before. I'm like, listen, my hair ain't that hard to cut when I had hair. It wasn't that hard to cut. At least that's what I thought. I didn't have one of those hairlines that was all over the place, you know what I'm saying, where you had to make a hairline. My shit was, it was intact, you know. You know, I didn't have You know, how some people have their hairline all the way down on their forehead. And I had a big forehead, so my shit, man. But nonetheless, you know, first come, first serve versus being special. After Boo cut my hair, and I realized, like, listen, I was making Boo look good. Boo finished cutting my hair. People like, oh, yeah, okay, Boo. Literally. His name wasn't Boo, but we call him Boo. All right, okay, yeah, he's doing, okay, yeah, he can cut. You know? So Boo was always waiting for me to come through. He knew I came through on a Friday or a Friday evening or Saturday morning. So I would call and be like, yo, man, I need a cut. And come down, you know what I mean? You open? He'd be like, yeah, I got a few people. Just come on, O. Because I gave him that shot. First come, first serve. Made me special later on. So now I could jump somebody else. You know, that kind of thing. First come, first serve versus being special. When we learn about first come, first serve as early as kindergarten. That's when we start learning. Early bird catches the worm. Worm. Okay. T. Carrie Wright says, I used to be so serious when I had been waiting a while for the bus or train. Like, stop playing. Y'all know that I've been here. It's real shit. Come on, man. You know how it be. Here you are waiting for the damn... You waiting for the bus. You stepping out. You be thinking about, dad, should I go down to the next stop? Because there's a lot of people. Or maybe I should go to the stop before. Because all these people here, if I go to the stop before, because in Philly, I don't know about other places, but in Philly, sometimes if the bus is already full and they see all of these people at the stop, the bus will pass everybody and go to the next stop where nobody is there or only a little bit of people are there because they know that another bus is coming. So they say, listen, I ain't dealing with all of that mess. You know what I mean? I'm going to go ahead and let the next bus take care of them and we're going to go down here. You know what I mean? So you be thinking like, all right, should I go down here? Should I go down there? All right, you made the decision to stay here. All right. Okay, here come the bus. You see the bus at the light at the next block. Now here he come. You don't want him, you know what I mean? You don't want a Brody, the old lady, like, listen, you just, all right. Bus go by, you like, why didn't you stop right here? Here, bus. It even says bus stop here. 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 First come, first serve, baby. It's like a first come, first serve basis. Saying, no. Okay. TK, right. William Hung. Yeah, an American Idol. Yeah, singing that La Vida, living La Vida Loca crap. He couldn't sing worth a damn. But he made so much money. Personal appearances. You know what I mean? Yeah, I was an American Idol. I was an American Idol. Luck of the draw. Carol James said, I can relate to the bus stop routine. We all did it. We all did it. We all did it. Oh, you never watched American Idol, Carol? I didn't watch it on a regular basis. I definitely watched it a few times. You know, people, that's when I was doing comedy. They used to be talking about American Idol all the time. A lot of comedians would be talking about American Idol. And the crowd knew what they were talking about. I didn't know. Okay. Emily, she said, I like the voice better than American Idol. I heard other people say that too. I definitely never watched The Voice. Emily says, my cousin is a barber and have people waiting for him while there's about four other barbers there. Yeah. Because you don't want to take a chance with somebody messing your hair up. The new barber, like, I don't know them. Or you've seen them, you're like, nah, I'm good. Trey is cutting hair the right way. Them other cats don't know they shit right. I ain't going to them. Can't get in the chair. Nope. And he says, I was just about to text that. I was just about to text that. I will not sit in boo chair. That name is suspect. Boo is cool. My man Boo. Boo Barber. All right. Carol says, I think they used to do that on purpose. Man, I think so too. You know, the bus drivers have a sense of humor. They don't care. They be stressed out all day. People yelling back door. Back door! Back door! Like, okay, back door. Because he's talking about something. You are not on Broadway. I know, I'm on Broad Street. Bust that. You're going to be hating when I get my Cab Calloway on. Howdy, 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 ho! Howdy, 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 ho! Higgity, hobbity, hoobity, hobbity, 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 hobbity. When I get my Cab Calloway, you're going to be hating. Oh, Crystal. Hey, Cat.
Where'd you go? Where'd you go?
So yeah, first come, first serve versus being special. And there's nothing in the world like being special. Sometimes have you ever found yourself to be special with somebody that you didn't know that you were special with? Like somebody puts you in front of the line or gives you an opportunity before somebody else and you didn't know that you had it like that with them? Like you didn't build it up. Like maybe they've been looking at you, checking you out. And, you know, doting on you for a minute. But you didn't know. You thought you was a regular Joe. Next thing you know, you at the front of the line. You got all the good trick-or-treat candy on Halloween. You know what I mean? You know, when it came time for people to get the good stuff instead of the surplus stuff, you always got the first run stuff. And you didn't even do nothing. Sometimes you are chosen to be first. You are chosen to be special. Meanwhile, the person, that early bird that's supposed to be getting the worms, he getting scraps. She's getting scraps. And it seems like the world is very unkind to those people. You know, we are born into this world and some of us are taught that we are all created equal. And sometimes we have to find out exactly what that means, because being created equal and being able to be treated equally is not the same thing. And we learn that the hard way, don't we? We really learn that the hard way. And for those of us who hold on to that optimism of first come, first serve, early bird getting the worm, working hard, if you work hard, you know, you'll be successful. You'll get the things that you're supposed to be. I mean, that you're supposed to get. And you'll basically be successful because, you know, you did things the right way. And we see so many people not getting things. I'm sorry. So we see so many people getting things, but they haven't done things the right way. And it can leave you wondering, like, man, what kind of mess is that? That is not fair. We did everything right, and we got nothing in return. We did everything right and got everything wrong. Carol says, I had two bus drivers that actually used to wait for me a few minutes if they saw me coming. See, that's what I'm talking about. And something tells me something tells me that they were male bus drivers, and something tells me something tells me you was bringing a little sunshine. You gonna tell me you sat up in the front too? Oh, thanks for waiting for me. I appreciate it. I bet you didn't even run. Now, what about those days when you didn't go to work or whatever the case may be? You know what I mean? They out there waiting. You ain't even showing up. What'd you do? What'd you do? Give them your schedule, your work schedule? Oh, don't wait for me tomorrow because I'm not coming to work. Or did they give you their schedule? I'm not coming to work tomorrow, so, you know. You might have to get here on time. Said, yeah, they were males, so what about it? No, I sat in the middle. Just a question, ma'am. Just a question. I, you know, this is a no judgment zone, but I'll talk about you. Yes, it's a no judgment zone, but I'll talk about you. Yeah. So, first come, first serve versus being special. Being treated like you're special. Being treated like we're special. Those are the things that make us link up with people, go with people, get married to people, you know, gravitate towards people, make us do favors for people. You become special. Yeah, okay, I get it. I get it, homie. You know, you got to me first. But what you don't know is that we got a budget for those who get here first, and then we have a budget for those who we have chosen for ourselves. We already know what we want. And, you know, that's a tough pill to swallow when you are told that it's first come, first serve, and you find out that the fix is in. And the fix is in most things that we deal with in life. Think about it. Yeah. This over here is for everybody. This over here is for the people that we picked. So Carol, Emily, T. Carrie Wright, Stacy, this is for y'all. So all of this stuff over here, this first come, we going to let the rats and the roaches and the mice, all they can eat up all of that. Over here, this is the real cheese. This is the cheese that we eat. This is the stuff that the rats, roaches, and mice eat. It's a lot of it, ain't it? But that stuff is picked over. You know what? This stuff over here, this is Ross, this is TJ Maxx, and this is Marshall's. Now, you know it's good stuff at Ross, TJ Maxx, and Marshall's, but it's all picked over. It's picked over. You got to look. Uh-uh. Over here is Macy's, Neiman Marcus, Marshall Fields, and Bloomingdale's. Mm-hmm. 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 You know, all your sizes, all the designers, high-end stuff. You know what I mean? Over here, it's good stuff over here, but you got to sift through it. You got to look. Some of the stuff is irregular, you know, that kind of stuff. Over here, uh-uh. This is for Stacy. This is for T. Carrie Wright. This is for Emily. This is for Carol. Y'all got this good stuff. So no matter what happens over here, like, oh, it's all gone. Oh, man, it's all gone. Well, y'all come back tomorrow. We have some more stuff tomorrow. It's been a good day. You know, congratulations to everybody who got stuff. And they like, oh, man. Dang, I was waiting here all day, and I ain't getting nothing. Like, yeah, man, that's the way the ball bounces. I'll tell you, man, that's the way the cookie crumbles. But, yeah, look, come tomorrow, man. Just make sure you get here. As a matter of fact, get here. We open at 7, but get here at 5:30, and I guarantee you, you're going to get yours. Meanwhile, once they clear all out, Stacy, T. Carrie, Wright, Emily, and Carol, they get all of the shit that was reserved for them. They over here eating American cheese. Y'all over here eating Munster, eating blue cheese, eating provolone, a Swiss, you know what I mean? The sharp cheddar, the sharp cheddar. No cheap cheese over here. No cheap cheese over here. That's the good stuff. Because these are my special people. These are my special people. These are the first come, first serve people. These are my special people. Now, you can get mad at me for making sure that my special people got theirs no matter what time they showed up, and plenty of them didn't show up early. Look, we told the first come, first serve people, like, get here early as you can, 5:30, doors open at 7 o'clock. We told Carol, T. Carey Wright, Stacy, and Emily, man, just make it here before we leave. It don't matter. Y'all shit still in the refrigerator. This is the stuff we took out of the freezer. What, no Brie? What you mean? Wait. Hold on. Okay, let me see. Yeah, special preference. Carol says, No, I didn't shut it, Omar. Whatever. Yeah, he right says, he mad, Carol. The bus drivers would speed up when they saw him running for the bus. I went to the stop before. I got on the bus. And I don't mind standing up. So now, yeah, he right says, first come, first served in the sibling order, or so the kids think. Carol says, I don't shop at those high-end stores. Take me to TJ Maxx or Marshall's any day. Yeah, but you know you got to pick through it. That's my whole point. I said they have good stuff there, but you got to shop. Everybody don't want to shop, Carol. I don't be wanting to do that. Like, do y'all got a size 36 or not? You know what I mean? Like, you know, TJ Maxx, Marshall's, and Ross, the Rex clearly says size 36 men. 36, 38 men. I be finding 28s in that shit. 30, 32. I'm like, because it's a mess. It's a mess. Yeah. If you first find it, then you'll first buy it. But it's not where it's supposed to be. At Marshall Fields, Bloomingdale's, Macy's, and Neiman Marcus. And Nordstrom, it's where it's supposed to be. It's where it's supposed to be. So yeah, if TJ Maxx tomorrow at you know, tomorrow's Christmas Eve, today people just got paid. You know what I mean? This is all you're seeing. And TJ Maxx and Marshalls. Oh, I gotta get my niece something. Oh, this is nice. Where the tag? What size is this? It looked like it's about... Where's the tag? Somebody just took the tag off of this thing. Ain't nobody here to help me. Oh, shit. It looked like... You know what? Shit. All right. Barbara, what size did Tina wear? Well, how tall is she? Was she about? Was she about 4'11"? Was she? Hey, look, I'm a FaceTime you this dress. Show me if you think she like this. All right, I'm gonna put you on camera. Oh yeah, that's nice. Well, is that her size? I don't know. They don't have a tag on this thing. I really want to get this for her. You think she'll like it? Like, yeah. But I don't know. I don't have no tag. So I'm not sure what size it is. But it looked like it might be her size. I saw a little girl that looked like about the size of Tina. So I'm going to put the dress up to her or the outfit or whatever. I'm going to put it up to her and see. That's that fucking TJ Maxx shit. That goddamn Marshalls and Raw shit. I mean, you get it. You call me a liar all you want. I've been to the stores. Get on my damn nerves. And then you go home, you get the shit home, and you realize that one sleeve is longer than the other. Like, oh shit, it's a regular. Damn it! Carol says, well, just go to Boys. Boys ain't what it used to be. But boy, when it was, when it was. Woo! Now that's what I call a men's store. Carol says, FaceTime use. You got it. People say FaceTime because they don't know. They ain't going to say video call. It takes too long to say video call. They just, I'm going to FaceTime you. Plot twist. Shirley calling Barbara about teaching. He's a whole mess. Yeah, but first come, first serve. Versus, listen, when it's your money, TJ Maxx, Marshalls, and Ross. When it's somebody else's money, unlimited money, oh yeah, Neiman Marcus, Marshall Fields, Bloomingdale's, Macy's. Yeah, let me have that. Let me have that. Need that. Need that. First come, first serve versus being special. You know what I mean? So when we was young boys, you know, we like the pretty girl in the class. You know, if nobody had got with her, all right, hopefully we'd be the first one to step to her and she'd be with it. But what if you wasn't cute? Just because you was first, that don't mean you was going to be chosen. You was just first. So now, whoever went first, now we can kind of see what she's in the market for. We can kind of see, like, okay, Charles, you know, tried to get a number. Charles was trying to hang out with her. He was trying to kill with her. She liked Charles, but she wasn't trying to, you know, they was talking, but it ain't go nowhere. She wound up actually going with Randy. Charles and Randy is friends. Charles said, well, listen, I ain't getting nowhere with her. So, you know, Randy stepped in and now her and Randy go together. You know, Charlie a little salty, a little, you know. I miss my Uncle Charles, y'all. Make sure y'all hit that like button, y'all. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. See, the worst part about this whole first come, first serve thing, and this whole, you know, everybody is created equal or we all have the same opportunities thing, the worst part about that is that if you believe in that, if you keep that optimism, the optimism that if I work hard, if I study, if I go to school, if I do the right thing, then I'll make it as big and as great as anybody else. The worst part about that is that it can make you look like a stone cold sucker or a sellout. It can make you look like a straight sucker. Because everybody in the world knows that it don't work that way, especially when your skin is like this. So there will be people looking at this show right now, looking at me like, look, he thinks that because his skin is brown, that he don't have a chance to make it as well as anybody else. Well, Michael Jordan's skin was brown. Well, Oprah's skin was brown. Bob Johnson's skin was brown. Dr. Dre's skin was brown. And Puffy's skin was brown. And Russell's skin was brown. And everybody's skin was brown. And Floyd Mayweather's skin was brown. And everybody's skin is brown. Brown, brown, brown. And Kanye's skin is brown. Brown, brown, brown. Come on, man. Stop all that. The same thing as when you totally disbelieve that it's first come, first serve, or that you totally disbelieve that if all people are created equal and that we all have equal opportunities. Now you look like you're a hater. Now you look like the ultimate pessimist. Now you're looking like the ultimate defeatist. Now you're looking like you don't believe in nothing. You're just a big atheist walking this world. You don't believe in nothing. And that's why nothing ain't ever going to happen for you, because you don't think that anything is possible for you. So we go to extremes. You know, possibly we need to meet each other in the middle somewhere. But it's easy to get on one extreme to another. And the thing about whether we get from one side versus another side, one extreme or the other extreme, is that we're really trying to find a placement for ourselves. We're trying to find a way that we can exist and be consistent in and believe in and know where we fit in. It just looks one way to some people versus other people because they're actually looking for a placement also. So being positive, remaining positive, ain't the easiest thing in the world. There are definitely easier things to do out here in the world besides remain positive. Somebody say that it's hard to be positive. It's hard to get positive, and it's hard to remain positive. But you can do it. You can do it. And you may not be able to get it through first come, first serve. But I tell you what, my daddy, he believed in first come, first serve. But he also believed in forming relationships so the fix would be in. Go talk to that man, is what he would tell me. Go talk to him. Go have a conversation with him. You know what I mean? Ask him where he comes from. Compliment him on his neighborhood. I mean, my dad would say stuff like that. Like, you know, if you meet a girl or whatever, you talking to her, and let's say, I don't care where she tell you that she's from. You'd be like, oh, yeah, some nice people down there. Yeah, don't be like, oh man, them cats down there. Nah, you make sure you come to my house. I ain't coming down your way. No, don't do that. People are very sensitive about where they come from. You know, wherever they come from, there's love there. There are alliances there. There are, you know, there's membership there. And people represent where they come from. So don't start downplaying and down talking somewhere where people are from. I don't care. Just because you're not from there doesn't mean that it's a bad place. You get in where you fit in. But if you want to be in good with her, you don't, you know, he used to say like women take certain things as a compliment and certain things as an insult. So although you may call her pretty, if you call the place where she comes from ugly, it's almost like you're dissing her. He might have been right. Let somebody come and talk about Germantown ain't dissing Germantown. I'd be like, nigga, what? The G? The G? The G is the place to be, baby. I didn't graduate from Germantown or King. But in the streets of Germantown is where I did my thing. Brickyard, yeah, the yard of P-Town, Pulaski Town, and you know they down. And can't forget about Happy Hollow. You come through trying to beg and borrow. You be sorrowful, and I ain't no bull because it's going to be like that. Okay, anyway. Count Chamberlain, thank you. Here's a little something on that new suit from Boy. Good looking, bro. I appreciate it. Appreciate it mucho. Just in time for Christmas, too. Thank you. I do appreciate it. So, yeah. Man, it's real stuff. First come, first serve versus being special. Now, if anybody doesn't like to be treated special, please raise your hand. Make yourself known. If you like to just work hard and have to always be the underdog in everything that you do, if that's how you like to live your life, and there are people who are like that, let me know. Because I would love to know what the benefits are to that. You know, if you are used to breaking through by taking the hard road, the difficult way, hey, more power to you, baby. I'm trying to hear from you. But for me, I hope my brother's at the door because guess who ain't paying? I hope that my nephew's in the game because guess who's going to be playing? I hope my people are all there because we can be there and I know they're going to cheer if they are in the audience. I know that's going to be some shit. Yeah, my people's is down like a submarine, struggling to keep the sneaks clean. You know that we gleam. We be like bling. Yeah, the teeth is shining. Yeah, like a wine, and we are singing. Yeah, we bringing the heat, and you know that you can't compete, because we are the top of the pops, and we can't be beat. Y'all sucker kids can't really rock. Y'all know what time it is. Yo, you got socks on, and they are dirty, because you walking on that ground, and you ain't worthy. We got the shoes. Y'all got the blues. We are the winners. Y'all always lose. We are the Eagles. Y'all are the Cowboys. Y'all know what's going to happen tomorrow. We ain't toys. But we going to play with you like a cat plays with a mouse. And we going to make sure that we kick you out. You are not in this club. And if you come through trying to get in, you get snubbed. Yeah, yeah. It's like that, baby. Yeah, yeah. It's like that, baby. Emma says, Carol, how your GoFund going? Have you reached your goal? What? Carol, how do you know about this stuff? On another note, Tory Lanez is found guilty of shooting. They found him guilty? How? How? I thought Kelsey, listen, I don't even know about this. I just watched the video on this today. Today! Carol, how do you keep up with this kind of stuff? You know Tory Lanez music? I don't. You know Megan Thee Stallion music? I don't. Guilty? Tory. Well, Tory Lanez, first of all, he bit a verse from my man Cassidy, and he's Canadian. Carol says, you don't want to know, Omar. I'm going to ask you later. Because wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a Rotterdam minute. I don't think Tory shot that girl. They found him guilty. That's crazy. So she says, I like working hard and not cheating, and people that don't work hard and be doing all the cheating is the ones. Once a time, wait. All the cheating is the once a time when it's so not fair. Carol says, it popped up on my news feed, and no, I don't know their music. He could face up to 8 to 20. I don't know. Is it cheating? Is it cheating if the fix is in? I mean, I guess you could consider it cheating, but relationships. You gonna let the other kids on the block come before your kids? You gonna put somebody before your own? I'm not. I don't care who don't like it. Yeah, it's set up like I said. We got the TJ Maxx, the Ross, and the Marshalls for everybody else. Over here we got the Marshall Fields, the Macy's, the Bloomingdale's, and the Neiman Marcus and the Nordstrom's. That's for my people. Y'all can do whatever y'all want to. Y'all can Foreman Mills y'all way. Y'all can go ahead and go through them racks at Foreman Mills all y'all want. My people shit is set up. Premium. Purple label for all my peoples. Yeah, that shit y'all got is nice. It is. Took you 3 hours to find 4 outfits. Meanwhile, it took you 3 hours to find 4 outfits, and you gonna have to bring back 2. It said large, and you took it home. It's really a small. Yeah. Carol says, not the Foreman. Now, you know, when you go to Foreman Mills, you got to look through all of that stuff. They don't even have nothing that's the same in Foreman Mills. Now, I don't know if they have Foreman Mills in other places, but in Philadelphia, there's this store chain called Foreman Mills, and they sell clothes. So, you know, they're good for like school uniforms. They're good for socks, underwear. I don't know about female underwear, you know, because that's different. But for male underwear, it's a good place to get boxers for cheap, briefs for cheap, boxer briefs for cheap, you know, tube socks, stuff like that, T-shirts, cheap replica jerseys, you know what I mean, sports jerseys, things like that, you know, cargo pants, cargo shorts. But you don't find a lot of the stuff that's the same. You know, like when you go to a department store and everything on the rack is the same thing. It's just different sizes. Neatly placed there and organized. At Foreman Mills, it'd be like, you going through the rack. You got to check the labels. You got to check the sizes to make sure that it's what it's supposed to be. And, you know, so you got a Hawaiian shirt here, a striped shirt there, a rayon shirt there, a printed silk shirt there. You know what I mean? It's just, you know. But when you need to buy somebody a gift, somebody that's not high up on your list, you can go to Foreman Mills and give them this. You're just going to be a while finding their size and finding something that you think is decent. It's there, but you got to search. You got to look. One thing is for sure, you ain't got no Foreman Mills online. They ain't got no app like, oh, yeah. Nah, it don't work that way. It don't work that way, baby. It don't work that way. Okay, Stacey says, some people that do bad things don't deserve good things. I understand that. So for the people who set it up, though, are they wrong? Are they cheating for that? I think that's a matter of perspective. Carol says, Foreman Mills has the little tape marking the imperfection. Yes, they sure do. They sure do. But what if you don't know that? What if you don't know that, Carol? What if you don't know? I've never been to Ross. I want to go to Ross. I'm going to Ross one day. Well, you ain't going to be impressed if you go to Ross. TJ Maxx and Marshalls are just better than Ross. Ross don't have enough stuff in it. They don't. It's a big store, and you see a lot of wasted space. Marshalls and TJ Maxx, they done still, you know, I'm going to tell you like this. You know what? Marshalls and TJ Maxx are like Google. You know how Google knows everything because it's been the search engine since a long time ago. So they have so much data in there because people have been using Google for so long. Ross is like Yahoo. Ross is like Bing. You're going to get similar search results, but not at the same volume. It's good, but it's not as good. It's medium, but it's not as medium. What are those other search engines? I used to know them. Like DuckDuckGo. DuckDuckGo, if y'all know anything about search engines, you know, like Google search engines. DuckDuckGo is a great search engine because it does not track what you look up. So you know how like Google, everything you look up, they make a profile on you. So if you looked up midget porn back in 1999, Google ain't forgot that you looked up midget porn. DuckDuckGo, they never recorded that you went and looked at midget porn. You went and looked at your midget porn, and you saw your midget porn, learned about your midget porn, you researched your midget porn, and that's that. Google is out there selling your information like, yo, Carol be watching midget porn. If she ever say she don't like midget porn, if she never watched midget porn, we're going to be like, yo, yep, May 16th, 1999. Carol Chamberlain, midget porn. She looked up granny porn too. Old sex. Let's do these birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. People who was born on this glorious, glorious, glorious. December 23rd, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box. LaTanya Jackson, happy birthday to you. And Felicia Alert James, happy birthday to you. And Habiba Muhammad turning 53 years old today. And Roberta Muhammad, I think Roberta and Habiba are the same person. Because they both turning 53. And also LaTanya Coleman Smith, happy birthday to you. And Love Joy turning 34 years old today. And she's raising money for American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. Okay, do the damn thing. And also Sandra turning 53 years old today, and Carnell A. Smith Jr. turning 47 years old today, and Keisha Harris turning 49 years old today, and Mark 5 Allen, happy birthday to you, and Natalie Maxwell, happy birthday to you, and Carlena Coleman Parker, go get her, Carlena, happy birthday to you. I want to say happy birthday to all y'all, and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on his glorious. Glorious, glorious. December 23rd. I hope that today finds you all in good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. Turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. I rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn, the damn, the rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn, rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn thing. You do your thing. Y'all represent the queens and kings. You do your thing. Y'all represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. And great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard. Go for yours. And remember, man, listen. It's like a first come, first serve basis. Fooling out girls to take you to real deaf places. One of a kind for your people to like and for your sucking MCs. It just ain't right because you're biting all your life. You're cheating on your wife. You're running around town like a hoodlum with a knife. You're chilling on the ass. You're dealing with a crew. And everybody knows what you've been. Listen, man. Life is a relationship-oriented business. Friends are going to help out friends, whether you like it or not. There are going to be times when money is allocated so that everybody can get a little something, but the ones who are going to get the most and the best are the people who know somebody. And the best way for you to get the best is to get close to somebody that you can know and who knows you. Because it ain't always who you know, it's who knows you. And sometimes you got to make sure that they know you in the right way, because sometimes, you know, like the precinct, the police down at the precinct might know you. And I don't know if that's going to do you a lot of good. They could know you in the way that, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. If you ever see him, you know, doing anything or hear about him doing anything, make sure he gets a pass because that's the captain's son. Or they can know you in that if you ever suspect somebody of doing something, he fits the profile. Go see him and his people. We might not like it, but the first come, first serve thing doesn't always work out for us. It's a gamble, and life is a gamble. But we want to try to put ourselves in a position where we're going to gamble and win. So let's get to it. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. Love y'all right back to life. Are we going to be here tomorrow? I sure am going. I'm a go for mine. We might be here tomorrow, 1:30. And listen, if y'all don't see me here about 1:30, let it go. Let it go. But I'm going to try. I am. It's been rough. You know what I mean? I have a couple of situations that's been kicking my ass lately. And I'm trying. All right. One love, baby. All right, so Blog Talk, we going to get you out of here. Yeah. Let's go.